This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans will notice changes to their paychecks and shopping habits in the new year. Nearly all workers will start seeing deductions for the state-run paid family leave program. The state's lowest paid workers will be earning a bit more. Minimum wage is rising by just over a dollar. And Colorado is moving toward banning eggs from caged hens. Colorado lawmakers continue to push for a women's suffrage monument to be established in Washington, D.C. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse introduced a bill to place the monument on the National Mall. It won't pass before the end of the year, but he says he's working with others to get it through in the upcoming Congress. Neguse's House co-sponsor is Arizona Republican Representative Debbie Lesko. Senator Michael Bennett is sponsoring his chamber's version of the bill. Colorado is one of the first states where women won the right to vote. Congress already authorized the monument, but it also has to approve placement on the mall. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
White River National Forest is the country's busiest national forest. It created over 22,000 jobs and brought in nearly $1.6 billion. Spokesperson David Boyd says winter and summer attractions continue to bring visitors.
With the downhill ski areas, and then the White River National Forest is also home to iconic locations like the Maroon Bells and Hanging Lake. And so, you know, we're just continuing to see high levels of visitation.
Almost 18 million people visited in 2021. This is CPR News and KRCC.